Chapter 18, in which the prisoners are taken to certain doom. Jabba, of course, has never been satisfied with the various land speeders and skyhoppers that the common folk of Tatooine use to get across the treacherous deserts. To travel in luxury and style, he purchased a massive sail barge, an energy-guzzling monstrosity that carries him and his entourage 5 or 6 meters above the hot sand on a cushion of anti-gravity. Today the barge is a floating party. The crowd from the throne room, even Max Rebo and the band, lounges about in the barge's dark, fetid hold. Zooming over the dune sea toward the pit of Carcoon, they indulge in the many pleasures their gleeful host has provided. Jabba is not always so generous, so they are making the most of his good mood. C-3PO is here and is not having a good time. The rocking and swooping of the sail barge make him stagger across the deck and bump into the most ill-mannered and unspeakable creatures. Bouncing off a particularly hairy Arcora, he runs into a bartender droid, knocking over its tray full of drinks.
"Oh, I'm terribly sorry,"
he exclaims, and then takes a closer look.
"R2, what are you doing here?" "Well, I can see you're serving drinks, but this place is dangerous. They're going to execute Master Luke, and if we're not careful, us too." "I wish I had your confidence."
Below decks, in a dark and nasty hold, Jabba is in high spirits. Today it will be great fun to watch his enemies plead for their lives before being dropped into the Sarlacc's gaping mouth. And tomorrow, the story of his triumph will spread across the planet, and then the galaxy. Drooling with the pleasure of it all, he gulps down a glass full of thick green liquid. It's strong stuff, and half this much would kill a lesser creature. But it merely intoxicates Jabba. And now, for pleasure of another kind, he tugs on a chain to bring his slave dancer close enough for a kiss. But Leia resists. She has been peering through an opening into the blinding light of the desert outside. Her attention is fixed on 2 smaller vehicles that float alongside the barge. These are the sand skiffs, used to transport cargo across the desert and occasionally prisoners to their doom. One of these carries her friends, Han, Chewie, and Luke, all wearing iron manacles and guarded by Jabba's fiercest guards. Leia just has time to see that Lando is among these guards before she is pulled away and then shoved toward Jabba by the greasy claw of Bib Fortuna. She doesn't understand or care what he says. In a few minutes, it will all be over, one way or another. On the sand skiff, Han is at last recovering from the hibernation sickness.
"I think my eyes are getting better. Instead of a big dark blur, I see a big light blur."
"There's nothing to see," Luke tells him. "I used to live here, you know."
"You're gonna die here, you know,"
says Han.
"Convenient."
"Just stick close to Chewie and Lando. I've taken care of everything."
"Oh, great."
At last, there is something to see. The ships have come to an enormous pit between several sand dunes. While the giant barge coasts to a halt, the skiff carrying the prisoners flies out directly above the center of the great pit of Carcoon. Han can't see, and Luke knows better than to look, but Lando takes a nervous glance over the side and recoils in horror. The bottom of the pit is nothing but an enormous mouth, lined with hundreds of long teeth. This is the Sarlacc. Sensing that food is coming, it begins extending long tentacles, groping in the sand for any living thing that has come too near. Inside the mouth, a cruel beak begins snapping and grinding in excitement. The leather-faced guard, and another, even tougher-looking one, who might be his brother or sister, have selected Luke as the first course and push him toward a plank that has extended from the side of the skiff. One of the guards, guided by a Jedi mind trick, decides to remove Luke's handcuffs. The other shoves Luke roughly onto the plank, high above a fate far worse than mere death. At last, he looks down and sees the terrible thing beneath him. Its jaws flexing, teeth gnashing. But then he looks up as C-3PO's voice rings out over loudspeakers.
Victims of the almighty Sarlacc, His Excellency Jabba the Hutt hopes that you will die honorably. But should any of you wish to beg for mercy, Jabba will now listen to your pleas.
3PO! Bellows Han Solo. You tell that slimy piece of worm-ridden filth he'll get no such pleasure from us! Right?
Agrees Chewie. Jabba! Calls Luke. This is your last chance. Free us or die!